This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Calls are pouring in response to Mike from Hazen, who right now is considering, I don't know, do you think he wants to leave the United States over Donald Trump's comments to the Boy Scouts? He seems pretty distraught about the whole deal. He is in meltdown mode over the fact that he believes Donald Trump lied about his speech to the Boy Scouts. In case you missed this bombshell that really should be the subject of yet another special counsel, I think, before we're too far along. These liberals are so unhinged. They're just unhinged. I'm waiting on the world to change them. I'll just briefly explain what happened with the Boy Scouts. So Donald Trump gives a speech. The crowd loves it. The Boy Scouts go crazy. He's walking off the stage. Boy Scout leaders say, Mr. President, fantastic speech. Great job. Thank you very much. Like two, three of them, okay? Next day, he says, I forget how he says it, if it was in a tweet or whatever. He says, Boy Scout leaders called and said, nice job. They evidently didn't call. Nobody called because the Boy Scouts right away put out a thing saying, we didn't call. The whole thing became a big political mess, is what it is. And what it is that within the Boy Scouts, you have some snowflakes. All right? You have snowflakes in the leadership of the Boy Scouts. I think you have way more people that love the man, absolutely love the man. That's why they wanted to come there. They're perfectly fine with the speech. But the snowflakes kind of freaked out. Usually you don't do any politics, and he kind of said some stuff he shouldn't have. It's Donald Trump. He does everything different. If you're not used to it by now, move to Guam. Move to Guam and, do your part to take part in the North Korean crisis there. Guam is waiting if you can't take the fact that Donald Trump does things differently, because he does. So Mike from Hazen first had to call and talk about how iHeartMedia was in some measure of financial trouble. And by the way, Mike, that's old news, so get a newspaper, a new newspaper, a new news source. Just so you know, that has to do with very old debt and a effort to restructure the debt, and it's above all of our pay grades. But I would just tell you, the stations in North Dakota do fine. They're good radio stations. It's what CFOs do. You know, they just move stuff around, whatever. So, one person, if they wanted to be negative, could call that financial trouble. Others would say, everybody knew this was coming and it would have to be restructured at some point, but it doesn't threaten, the radio stations, the programming you hear, the show. Is that fair, Tom? Right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So anyway, that's a non-story. We're moving on from that, but we had to answer his question. And two of the radio stations that we were on with What's On Your Mind are owned and operated by iHeartMedia. They are in Bismarck and they are in Dickinson. And two are owned by Flag Family Media. That's in Fargo and that's in Tioga, Stanley, Watford City, and Williston. So anyway, moving on from that, Mike. Once you got the facts on that, then you said, well, Trump lies, like he lied to the Boy Scouts. I explained what I just explained to everybody. Well, that conversation happened. It just didn't happen by phone. Oh, that's a lie. So then I asked, when Donald Trump said there were 57 states, was he lying? What did he say? Everybody can make a numerical mistake, I think he said. I'm sorry, I couldn't control myself at that point. I couldn't control myself because it was so blatantly obvious they're treating one condition one way and one another. And as usual, our listeners have a few more.
My question is, did Barack Hussein Obama lie when he said you can keep your insurance plan? How about when he said you can keep your doctor, you can save $2,500 a year on your insurance? I don't know what other promises he made that were most likely lies, but were those lies or did he misspeak?
I think a fair point. A fair point for sure. Sid in Fergus Falls wants in on this too. Sid, you're up on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead. Are you there, Sid?
Hey, thanks, Scott. Hey, you handled it pretty well. I couldn't do what you do, Scott. There's no way. But have you ever noticed, and you probably have, that liberals claim to be the ones that are so open-minded and so enlightened. Well, I'm enlightened. I'm open-minded. I'm a conservative, always have been. I don't know why they think they own that claim or claim to it. And then they talk about things that are so insignificant in the whole concept of the world, like Donald Trump lying to the Boy Scouts. Talk about something insignificant. That is insignificant. Taking the world as a whole, I'll take Donald Trump over Obama every day.
Yeah, I mean, if you're getting up saying he lied about the Boy Scouts and that this actually happened in person, not by a phone call, but he said it was by a phone call, therefore he lied, who cares? I mean, even if it didn't happen, I just don't care. It's unimportant. It's not, and the listeners have raised the point. What about looking you in the face and saying, if you want your doctor, you can keep it. This will be better for you. Costs are going to go down. Bold place, lie about something as important as health care to people.
Scott, you handled it so well. Bless your heart for that. Really.
Well, I encourage these conversations. I don't want to have a confrontation. I would much rather a conversation, but it seemed as though Mike was sort of spoiling for a fight a little bit, but I wasn't trying to give him one. I was just trying to point out some facts and it's pretty silly to say, anybody can speak about Obama in 57 states, which clearly was misspeaking, right? And and Trump did the same thing. I don't believe Barack Obama thinks there's 57 states.
No.
And I don't believe that the Donald. I mean, what you got to understand is just how Donald Trump's wired. And I understand people will try and use that against him politically. It's just not as wired. That's an unimportant fact to Donald Trump. Somebody told him that. He said they called him. So he didn't differentiate between somebody telling him in person and somebody calling him. Big deal.
Big deal is right. Have you ever noticed too? The liberals tend to say they own the facts, and when you present facts to them, they go right in the attack mode. They're not interested in the facts at all. None. They have no interest in facts.
I think there are a fair amount of liberals of which facts are fungible. Right? And they just can kind of move and ebb and flow any particular direction to fit the narrative they're looking for, and that makes it very difficult to have a conversation with them. I have to tell you, though, that's why I love living where I live. Right. I mean, we live in a state where that disease, affects a lot of people outside of our state, but not us. Not us. There is not that disease of facts being sort of what you want them to be. It's black and white. We just, here's what it is. And I do think, and that's why I asked the EPA administrator about this last hour. For instance, climate change. I believe climate change has become a religion to some people. Who will do anything in their power to say, this to them is just, they got to have a crisis, and it's their religion, and I have a simple belief. This is I'll call this an uneducated way of arguing about climate change. It's beyond us to have that kind of impact. It's arrogance to suggest that, somehow because we do this, this is going to happen because that misunderstands, in my view, the awesomeness of the world in which we live. Okay?
I agree.
That's how I argue it. And it's more of a faith-based thing to say, you're pretty arrogant to think that, by doing this and that, this is going to happen. This is above our pay grade. This has been happening for as long as the earth has been around, and to think little old you in 2018 can be a crusader and get that to stop is crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Be smart about it. Be kind to the earth. You live there. You're going to be kind to it, right? Like farmers don't care about the earth. Hello? They make their living off and feed the world off of it. It's just sort of crazy. But I asked him to say, I think more of us need to engage in this kind of debate, Sid, is what I'm getting at, right? Where
I think so, too.
Pick something you're passionate about and engage and take that on, because when you're up against people who, don't worry about what the actual fact is and want to change that, you really need to take that on. So go for it.
And all I have to do is ask them a couple simple questions, really, and they cannot answer the questions because they don't know the answers. They don't even try their own answers. They just want to attack. That's it. They just want to attack. And that's not a debate. That's not a debate. That is... Like, say it's a religion. It is their religion. happened, and that's what they live for that. But they have no facts, and they garner no facts. None.
You're right.
And it's a sad thing.
Well, listen, nice talking to you.
Have a great day. Take care, Scott.
You as well. Appreciate the call. Call again. Love Otter Tail County, Minnesota. Great spot. Craig in Moorhead, what's on your mind?
Morning, Scott.
How are you?
Pretty good. Just wanted to comment, in my opinion, the Obamacare law was a deception from the beginning. They lied about it. They had to lie to us to get it passed. I don't think any other president in history has made that kind of an error in judgment. And that's all I had.
That's a very good point, Craig. It's a very, very good point. And hopefully Mike and Hazen is still listening and can wrestle with that and might even want to call us back. We have a caller from Raleigh, North Carolina. We have another caller from Hazen, and we have room for more. 800-228-0550 as we continue on What's on Your Mind. North Korea Talk coming up, too.
Program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery and equipment auctions in Mott, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McHenry, Sheridan, McKenzie, Dunn, Lemoore, Adams, Stark, and Logan counties in North Dakota, and Corson County in South Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
What's it take to have a really good job? A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, has service centers all throughout the country. And in Killdeer, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now. With pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package, and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Killdeer, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hazen is a Soros implant or Media Matters or whatever. I think they're just planted to disrupt conservative radio. Just trying to, not silence us, but they're trying to dominate the topic, change the topic. You had a great day today with Scott Pruitt. They just want to ruin everything for us, change the topic to nonsense. Nonsense, bunk. is what I call it. But I say give them a one-way ticket to North Korea. North Korea. Guam is way too good for that caller. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate your call. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. One more time. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Brought to you in part today by our friends in Watford City, North Dakota, where the Rib Fest is coming up. That is one of the funnest, neatest events ever. That's right. Best of the West Rib Fest is Friday. So they'll have live music. They'll have street vendors. They'll have concessions. They'll have ribs and fixins. And they have Church of Cash. That's Johnny Cash tribute band. And Little Texas. You think now some Glenn Campbell tribute bands will come out? I hope so.
Good point.
Yeah. But anyway, there's over 20 teams competing for the best ribs in the West. Watford City Rib Fest, .net. And remember, best of the West deal at Mainstay Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, the Watford and Roosevelt Inn and Suites, 10% off their best rate. Plus the coupon book with freebies and discounts and a lot of, so stay there. Tell them Scott sent you. Best of the West for a great stay. Great, great stay. We'll see you in Watford City. Ribfest. All right. Back to the phones here. I don't believe we've ever had a call from Raleigh, North Carolina before, but we'll take one from Ken. What's on your mind, Ken?
Oh, yeah. I've called during your Dakota Access Pipeline. My folks were from Mandan, and they're both in the Veterans Cemetery out there now.
Oh.
Hey, if Hillary would have been elected and carried on the Obama's agenda, you wouldn't even have the Boy Scouts or the Girl Scouts by now. They
yeah.
have just been transformed to gender-neutral Scouts, which would make some interesting experiences in the bathrooms and showers.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So, one example is, you know, we've had HB2 in North Carolina, which basically says if you have a tallywhacker and you've got to go to the boys' locker room and showers. Well, it turns out tourism in North Carolina last year went up 4%, and the media spins it as, well, tourism in North Carolina went up 4% despite HB2. They had no scientific proof that said it was despite HB2. Maybe it was because of HB2 and, like, Target stores and stuff. Maybe people didn't want to go to somewhere where you had all the gender-neutral stuff going on. So that's my 2 cents.
Yeah, so interesting. And you're very right about the direction we'd be going. It'd be accelerating. I mean, we're still going there for lots of reasons, but I think you have more difficulty to that level of nonsense thanks to the Trump administration versus the accelerant that would have been the Hillary administration. Good point, Ken. Call again. Thank you. Mark in Hazen. Do you know Mike in Hazen, the guy that called earlier? That
Yeah, I know him very well, and I'm going to tell you something. You know, he claimed that he was unbiased.
Mm-hmm.
That is probably the biggest lie I've ever heard, because he is the most biased person I've ever met. I've known him for many, many years, and I've worked with him for years.
So he's lying now.
Absolutely.
Maybe we should take that caller's suggestion, send him to North Korea rather than Guam.
Yeah, well, he's originally from West Virginia, so you know they wouldn't take him back. But regardless... You know, I just want to make clear that he does not speak for very many people in Mercer County. 83% of the voters in Mercer County supported Trump in the recent election.
Well, see, so, I think this is why, and I actually was planning on kind of getting there, saying, you know, when you say unbiased, look, we have a radio program called What's on Your Mind. Anybody can call about anything, okay?
Yeah.
So, in other words, do we have liberals call? Yeah, he's proof of it. I mean, and others have called. But they are smaller in number than conservatives. Guess why? There are less of them here. It's just simple math. You know what I mean? This is not complicated. But we don't ban liberals. We don't ban, left-wing topics. We want everybody to call that has an opinion, regardless of the political slant, you know?
But anyway... the people in Hayes and Mercer County, they're in full support of what Trump's agenda, what he's trying to do, and what she's trying to do for this country. So
it's good to hear. And I can see where maybe you'd think, hey, this guy's giving us a bad name here. We better call with a different opinion. So what was he like to work with anyway?
I'd rather not go into that because I might get, but anyway, he took an early retirement from the coal industry. Okay. He made his a very good living in the coal industry, just like I did, and just like several people in this area have done. And, why he's got his opinions like that, that's his, he's entitled to whatever he chooses. But I just want to make sure.
I don't blame you. First of all, I saw what he did to Congressman Kevin Cramer at the town hall meeting by, shoving him around.
Exactly. And anytime you get into somebody else's space, no matter what the intent is, you're treading on dangerous ground, and that's what I'm called for.
Yeah. Todd, you better lock your door tonight is all I'm saying.
Oh, no. I visit with him every once in a while. But
yeah. Mark, okay. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. And we know now that he does not represent the majority viewpoint in Mercer County. Thank you for that.
Could you imagine if somebody, say Senator Heitkamp came and somebody laid their hands on her? How would that have been treated versus how Mike was treated laying his hands on Congressman Cramer?
They're both bad. Don't do it.
Oh, exactly. But you notice how, Mike could have ended up in jail, and I think in most of those kind of situations, even if the charges ultimately end up getting dropped or whatever, you at least spend some time behind bars or some time in legal custody for having done that, as well you should. It's an assault.
One texter says, ask Mike from Hazen if North Korea dismantled their nuke program, as President Bill Clinton said. Yeah, there we go. Another, tell Mike to read more of his weekly reader, not just the crossword puzzle and the cartoon strip. Pretty hard to have an intelligent conversation with someone like that, says another. It's awesome you put guys like that on the radio. Listen, it's called What's on Your Mind. You call, you get on. We got an open line, you're going to get on. We don't screen the calls here. We welcome everything. So, and quite honestly, North Dakotans have a lot to offer. I enjoy it. You should have asked that guy about Obama saying we could save $2,500 on health insurance. Yeah, I should have. That would have put him over the edge. It would have been a good one. Mike, call back, please. We don't want you to go to North Korea or Guam. Call back. We have more questions from our listeners.
You don't want him to go to one of the 51st, 52nd states, one of those states?
53rd. That was a numerical error. Anybody can make that, Todd.
Oh.
Is Rush Limbaugh lying when he refers to his emails as calls? I don't know. Does he do that? I don't know. I mean, it happens to me, too. You don't forget whether it was an email, a text, or a call. I guess I'm lying, too. Yeah. North Korea and Donald Trump's response to it. Is it what you want when we come back?
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to another episode of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline. If oil was not flowing in that pipeline right now, what would it mean? Let's ask Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
The Dakota Access Pipeline is one of those major infrastructure projects that is essential for the long-term health and development of a world-class resource like the Bakken. It's essentially the interstate highway system of oil. You have to have the ability to get your product to market. That pipeline was designed to completely wrap the entire Bakken and to get our oil to a better market at a better price, which is huge when I'm talking about the difference between $50 and $60 a barrel. As this all flushes out, we're going to see that is added substantially to the net back to the producer and all of the investors, but also to tax revenues of the state and tax revenues that goes back to the counties and back to water projects and back to education. Just $1 better price on the Bakken across state is around $100 million a year.
Important facts. Thank you, Ron Ness. Setting the record straight about the Dakota Access Pipeline. Another Radio History. Thanks for listening.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call Incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes, or get a free incorporation toolkit including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy, so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. That doesn't happen without you. Thank you very much. Brought to you in part by our friends at Pucklage, North Dakota's home for Chevy. And you know what? Wednesday means this Wednesday wheels. Pucklage Chevrolet Buick GMC Valley City. Your chance to hear about one of the sharpest sets of wheels on the Northern Plains. They're in Bismarck and they're in Valley City. And this week's featured vehicles at the Valley City store. It's a 2012 GMC Terrain. That's the midsize SUV at a sedan price. It's a one owner. They usually are. It's a local trade. They usually are. The vehicle spent winters in Arizona, so it looks and feels brand new. Front wheel drive at the nifty mocha steel color to it. Power seats, windows, just 76,000 miles. It's on the line right now for Are You Ready? $14,995. But if you tell them today you heard about it from us, they'll take more than $1,000 off. You'll drive away at $13,000. 960. PucklageValleyCity.com. See it for yourself. 2012 GMC Terrain, $13,960. Tell them you heard about it on What's On Your Mind. One owner, local trade, can't beat it. Pucklage, Chevy, Buick, GMC, where they say you drive, we'll ride with you. 721 West Main Avenue, Valley City. You're online at Pucklage.com and PucklageValleyCity.com. Pucklage is North Dakota's home. 4. Chevy. To Botno we go. Tim, what's on your mind?
Yeah, this is Tim. Did you say Tim?
I did, sir. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you. Good morning, guys. For this, Mike, I think if he's the man, the topic, like, say we're on the topic of Trump's thing, whether it was a call or they told him in person, it's totally irrelevant. If any of us who are married, men are not the detail. I told a story once and I said we were traveling on the road and I was talking to this lady and my wife corrected me and said, well, actually we were traveling on vacation. Then I said, the lady is this person. She said, well, no, actually it was this. That's a man thing. Men don't care about it. It's the principle or the point that we're trying to make. All these other little things are totally irrelevant. And like for Trump, I wonder how many people he talks to every day and how many phone calls he gets every day. And you're going to sit there and cipher all them out? I think it's kind of ridiculous. And I'm just telling you straight out, it's a man thing. All of us who are married, your wife corrects you every time. If you're going to sit down and tell a story, your wife will straighten you out on that.
Yeah, guilty as charged. The conversation you described happens weekly at our house.
Amen. I know. My wife is attention to detail. It's a non-topic.
It doesn't change the point of the conversation or what you're trying to convey, but it's a detail. And, you know, if you're going to nitpick, you use it. So I see why they use it. But really, it's just if you get up every day, as obviously Mike and Hazen does, flipped out crazy over Trump, quote unquote, lying to the Boy Scouts when it was you know what was said just to him in person versus a phone call. Wow, you know, I mean, here's something I think that's good for us to think about. Do we really not want that to happen any further? I mean, I'm glad that Mike and so many other liberals are wrapped around their axle over that issue. I really am, because it's a nothing burger. And if you think you're going to run around in the next election and say Donald Trump needs to be defeated, why? Oh, he lied to the Boy Scouts. How? He said he took a call when he talked to them in person. Oh, impeach him! Impeach him! I mean, are you kidding? Who's going to follow that movement? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
And
dumb.
I don't know giving Trump's secrets away, but I think that man is extremely intelligent and extremely articulate. I think he waves one hand up in the air as high as he can, and the lips go, look at that hand he's waving all over. And the right hand is down low, signing bills, getting all over, like the EPA guy. The EPA man is in North Dakota. Are you serious? Talking intelligent conversations. Trump is no slouch, and he's no fool.
Yeah, very good point, Tim. You're exactly right. And the fact that he is in North Dakota is part of this tour. The fact that he is sitting down with people related to waters of the U.S., something so detrimental to our ag and energy industry, humongous. And, folks, you probably didn't pay attention to it unless you were in the industry, because so much was coming at you. They're going to have every energy leader in North Dakota around the table at EERC today. Ron Ness of the Petroleum Council, Jason Bohr from the Lignite Energy Council. I mean, best of the best of North Dakota's energy industry right there front and center around the table. Basically, Western North Dakota came to Eastern North Dakota just because they were trying to be efficient with the administrator's time to be able to do stops in Fargo and Grand Forks today. But that's who he's sitting down with. He'd be on a farm, at the Bateman Farm today, Bo Bateman's farm. Just a little bit south and west of Grand Forks. You know, it's just incredible. It really is. Soaking that in. Respecting North Dakota's energy and ag leaders. Can't beat it. More calls I'll get to in a second here. I just want to share a story I meant to get to earlier, but we've been calling. The phones have been ringing and I'm taking the calls. But I got a text this morning, shortly before the show started, from the youngest member of the Hannon family, our daughter, who right now is teaching at Valley or at Vacation Bible School, so I can tell the story. She'd be mad. But, 8-something this morning. This is 14-year-old Haley. What's going on with North Korea? And I try to explain it in a way that's not necessarily going to alarm her, just saying, you know, that guy's been a problem for a long time. They've been testing weapons that could possibly reach Alaska or Hawaii. We don't know. And now they're saying they have a weapon. Trump told him he was going to stop, or he'd send some fire, fury, and power down there. And some folks are freaking out about it. He responds with, well, I was told by CNN we are going into war. We're going into war. This 14-year-old saying, you know, why is CNN saying we're going to war? What's this about North Korea?
Why is your daughter watching CNN?
I'm sure she got it on a news feed. Not actually watching CNN. But nonetheless, that's CNN should have been screaming back to Bill Clinton about how horribly we were handling North Korea. Because Donald Trump has handed a mess that's been there from people kicking the can down the road. What'd Obama do? Ridiculous. So now the Washington power game is to have a freak out. And by the way, Republicans are doing it too, because Donald Trump said this.
North Korea best not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen. He has been very threatening, beyond a normal statement. And as I said, they will be met with fire, fury, and frankly, power, the likes of which this world has never seen before. Thank you.
Any problem with that statement? Mitch McConnell, the Republican majority leader in the Senate, was in Kentucky, and he's a little worried about it. He's a little kind of concerned about that. Politico is busy pulling up Trump's comments from Meet the Press in 1999, as if that's relevant.
What?
Yeah.
Tonight we're going to party like it's 1999. Okay.
They pulled up Trump's comments from Meet the Press in 1999. What would you do about North Korea? Oh, he's saying he would negotiate like crazy then. Why is he doing this now? I don't much care about what the swamp thinks. I do care what you think, though. So, you like that? Good idea? Bad idea? You tell me. Lance and Thompson, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead. Are you there, Lance? Manny, have we got Lance up?
Looks like he is. Hey, Lance.
Are you there? I'll let you talk to him, Manny, see if he's there. Scott in southern North Dakota. Where in southern North Dakota are you, Scott?
Oh, down pretty close to where our little camp was last year, down on the Cannonball.
Okay.
Yeah, I know it's a dirty word for you guys, but I do enjoy listening to public radio. They have a lot of good programs on. And on Saturday mornings, I get up early and make coffee and turn on the radio, and they have a program called Living on Earth. And I was surprised to hear you and Heidi Heitkamp. This is a national program. You and Heidi Heitkamp, they had audio clips of you guys. And you probably hadn't heard about that, but it was kind of interesting. It was about the oil industry and the pipelines, and it is kind of biased. It's heavily, you know, toward the left. But I enjoy listening to, you know, hearing all sides. And
tell me the name of the show again.
It's called Living on Earth. And if anybody wanted to listen to it, you could find it. They do have a podcast of it. And it was the one that ran August 4th. And it was interesting. And I don't know if I can't remember if they said it on that program, but I've heard it before. They're still complaining that graves were destroyed, which was absolutely not the case. But there's still one saying that, you know, against the pipeline.
They say a lot of stuff, unfortunately, that's not true. That's why I was glad everybody was as proactive
as they
were. But
anyway, and then, you know, the clip they ran with Heidi Heitkamp, it was where she was talking pro-oil. And it was talking about being able to market our oil, you know, beyond our borders. You know, that for a long time we couldn't do that.
And, I'll dig that up. But we, you know, I think talked to Senator Heitkamp once during that entire ordeal, maybe twice. I can't remember the exact time.
Well, do you remember when they were trying to get that opened up so we could sell our oil beyond our borders?
Yeah, I do. Yep.
She was for that, and that's the clip they played. That clip had nothing to do with the pipeline itself. With this Dakota Access, but that clip was about when she was for opening our oil globally, that we didn't have to, you know, because it would help us for prices and stuff. And
everybody was a little queasy about that. I think Heidi was interested in getting some donations from some oil interests, so that helped to be in favor of that. It ultimately
oil is a commodity, just like grain or anything else. So.
No, it's a no-brainer. That was an absolute no-brainer. Absolute no-brainer. And it was a good idea. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate the call. Lance and Thompson's back. We'll get you in here. John and Dickinson, Ron and Bismarck. And tell me what you think of Donald Trump saying that about North Korea.
Facebook.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
From great deals on fidget spinners to firewood, NDSU attire. Buy one, get one free. IGOG sunglasses and flip-flops. There's plenty of summer left, and PetroServe USA is here to help. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hanlon. Look for the red, white, and blue of PetroServe USA. It's customer-owned, by people just like you, and it's 100% American-made fuels. Petroserve USA, the good folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's energy fields, allowing you to save money. Petroserve USA giving away $50,000 in Petroserve giveaways. You can register weekly for those because new names are drawn every single week. Superb customer service, clean, bright stores. The next time you need gas, groceries, pop, the best cookies in town, or a car wash, choose Petroserve USA. And don't forget the 4-for-4 special, the hot stuff, personal pan pizza, two of those great cookies and a 20-ounce drink all day, every day. Four items, $4. From Petroserve USA, helping America fuel better.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute is sponsored by Sanford Ahmed and features NDSC Marketing Manager Serena Schmidt discussing teen driving restrictions for parents to consider.
One of the things you can do is limit the number of passengers that you allow to ride with your teen driver. Or if they're riding in a vehicle with somebody else, you can limit how many people they can be riding with as well. A single passenger in a vehicle with a teen driver increases the crash risk by 44%. And so that's something really important for parents to consider. And the other thing is you can look at nighttime driving restrictions. 16% of teen driving fatalities happen between 9 p.m. and midnight. And so when you're talking to them about the rules of them having that driver's license and being allowed to drive your vehicle, you can limit that nighttime driving during those hours.
For more tips on protecting your teen driver, go to www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Call Delta first. That's the best advice I can give anybody in the oil field, because one call does it all, sort of like us. Get all that off your chest. Just call us up here on the program. Remember yesterday when somebody called about the huggers? Remember the huggers conversation, Todd?
Yes.
Professional huggers.
Yeah.
Professional hugging going on. Yeah. Anyway, that was our Delta One call of the day. One call does it all call of the day, rather. DeltaConstructors.net if you're in the oil field. Want a turnkey solution for turnkey well sites, full flow lines, such pump jacks, fabricate the conditioning modules, they do it all. Modular skids, tank batteries, electrical and mechanical design, temporary flaring services, E&I services, they do it. Call Eric, 406-250-8151. Here's that call from yesterday. James and Beulah, what's on your mind?
Oh, a couple points. One being with the professional hugger, I'm proud of the guy. He took advantage of the Trump administration and started some job creation, you know, being self-employed and all. I can commend the guy for doing the same. And then on top of it, doesn't concern me a whole lot that there's people who are seeking a professional hugger. The fortitude of our nation has shown itself with time and time again. And I think that when it boils down to it, the people who are looking for a hug, they'll probably either wash out or harden up. So with that, I would say the people looking for a hug, they won't be any kind of a majority that we have to worry about.
All right. Good take on that little debate we brought up yesterday. The one call does it all. Call of the day from Delta Constructors. So you heard Donald Trump. Now, what are they saying about it? Story from Politico. Lawmakers in both parties reacted with alarm to President Trump's vow that North Korea would face fire and fury if the country doesn't stop threatening the U.S. I take exception to the president's comments because you've got to be sure that you can do what you say you're going to do, said John McCain. Someone who has presided, by the way, over the Senate Armed Services Committee for how long, and we still have the problem we have in North Korea. I love you, John McCain, but what have you done? Maybe it's time for tougher talk. Then he goes on to say, the great leaders I've seen don't threaten unless they are ready to act, and I'm not sure President Trump is ready to act. That's almost treasonous. Now you're running around saying, hey, he's saying stuff he can't do. Chucky Schumer called the comments reckless. Elliot Engel, Democrat from New York, saying the president's reaction is unhinged. And even one of our callers kind of agrees. Well, before you play that, Lindsey Graham doesn't agree. His buddy, John McCain, I mean, they're usually one and the same. He said President Trump has basically drawn a red line. He's not going to contain the threat. He's going to stop the threat. He's going to pick homeland defense over regional stability, and he has to. We failed for 30 years. It's time to try something new. Good for you, Lindsey Graham. Good for you. I like it. Who's the caller that didn't like what Trump said? Roll that one that came in during the break, Todd, if you would.
Say, I missed a comment of Mike from Hayden.
Not that one. The other one.
I don't care for Mitch McConnell, but he's right. This kind of talk out of the chief executive is inflammatory, stupid, and foolish. He better wake up.
Yeah, I'll go 50 years ago or further back, but we were belching coal in the air, and all our trucks were blowing smoke, and we didn't do anything efficient. We didn't have any global warming problems. Now that we do so much efficient, so much more efficient, now we got global warming, and it's going to happen in a short time. But take years to reverse. I wish we had that much credit because if we could cause it, we could stop it. That's my point.
Good stuff. Appreciate the calls. Some others we're not going to get to here because we have a full bank of calls waiting to chat live on the air, so we'll go quickly as we can through the rest of these calls. Lance and Thompson, what's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning. Okay, we know that the troop leaders talked to in person, but is it an absolute fact that they didn't call? Maybe they did. And Mike says that he reads a lot. He reads a lot. Well, I have 2,700 pages of lies he could read called the Obamacare Act. He should peruse that and call you back and tell you the merits of, like, the death panels and stuff like that. Oh, yeah, and the other thing, he doesn't like liars, but I'm guessing he voted for Hillary?
Lance, appreciate the call. Dickinson is where John's at. You're next. Go ahead, John.
Hi, great show. In response to your caller, Mike, if the station were so biased, why would it carry NBC News at its, half-hour network breaks and instead of Fox News? A move, by the way, I wish you would reconsider. So that was my only comment. So you guys are doing a great job. Thank you.
Thank you, John. All right. Got a point for him now. Quickly, Ron and Bismarck.
Yeah, so when Mike brought up the Kenya birth of Obama, the cold case posse for Sheriff Joe Arpaio in Phoenix, Arizona, found out that birth certificate posted on the whitehouse.gov site for 7 years was a sophomore forgery, a fraud, and a felony. So no wonder there's conspiracy theories about where he was born. That's all I have to say.
You're going to put him over the edge, Ron. You understand that, don't you? You're going to trigger Mike and Hazen. You're triggering Mike and Hazen by ripping off the Band-Aid on that whole debate. But, you know, I guess you got to do what you got to do, right? Oh, my gosh. We have a busy show tomorrow. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here. Doug Goring talking about the hay lottery, North Dakota Ag Commissioner. I will not be here, by the way. John Tran will be in for me. I'm off to Sioux Falls for a little conference I'm attending. So, will you miss me, Todd? I'll miss you. I know
I will. You're too many. I miss you already. You're not even gone yet.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly.
Don't worry. Mike from Hayes will be here.
I hope he calls. Nice history with John. See you, folks. God bless you. Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range walls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon buck.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. The IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.